WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Volunteers are still needed for the 32nd Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley celebration.
Epicure's Catering, with the help of several other agencies and organizations, will deliver between 1,000 and 1,200 meals this Thanksgiving to needy families in the Brazos Valley. Owner Danny Morrison says it is more about the quality of the deliveries, not just the quantity.
So the volunteers are a huge part of this deal because of the 1,200 meals, they're going out to a family of four, and so we don't let people take 20 or 30 meals. We'd rather take them, have them take two or three meals. That way it doesn't have to rush through things.
Morrison says volunteers can report to Duncan Dining Hall on Texas A&M's campus Thursday morning.
If they want to do a lot, come at about 8. If they want to help, come after 9. If they want to deliver, come probably about 9:30.
More information on how to make food or monetary donations is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two employees of Texas A&M Transportation Services are credited with saving a man who was trapped inside a burning car. Joel Luce was the first to see a vehicle that had hit a tree and saw flames underneath the engine. As Luce was attempting to break the glass to get to the driver, co-worker Greg Stunkel stopped, grabbed his fire extinguisher to start putting out the fire, then got a sledgehammer to break the windows. After the driver was pulled out, he was taken to a Houston hospital for treatment of his injuries. More details, courtesy of Texas A&M, are on our website at WTAW.com. A Madison County man was executed last night following a temporary reprieve. 36-year-old Raphael Holliday was given the death penalty for setting a fire to a cabin 15 years ago that killed his 18-month-old daughter and her two young half-sisters. The lethal injection was carried out after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected an appeal and after a state judge earlier in the day halted the punishment. The Texas Attorney General's office appealed the reprieve and the warrant was reinstated. Bluebell is again making ice cream in Brenham.
We've asked a lot of our employees, and they've responded. They've been a real key in getting us to this point.
CEO Paul Cruzy led off a video on Bluebell's website that was part of yesterday's announcement. As was the case at Bluebell plants in Alabama and Oklahoma, the ice cream being made in Brenham is for test purposes. There's no firm date when ice cream in Brenham will be available for sale. The dean of Texas A&M's Bush School of Government was on Capitol Hill yesterday. Ryan Crocker, a former ambassador to Syria, is among those calling on the U.S. to ramp up the air campaign against ISIS militants in Syria. Crocker also told the House Armed Services Committee a safe zone needs to be set up to protect citizens from bombing raids ordered by Syria's president. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the House will vote today on a proposal that puts a pause on the Mideast refugee program.
They admitted that they don't have a way to vet the folks that are coming from Syria. So we're just basically saying no more until such time as we've got the systems in place that we feel confident in so that we can keep Americans safe.
Flores also wants a no-fly zone over Syria. He says it's time for Congress to take aggressive action after the weakness of the refugee system was clearly shown last week in Paris. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More local news coming up after 8:30 or any time online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or at wiltons.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are the numbers.
Nice weather holds across the region through tomorrow. We'll have abundant sunshine today. Highs will reach 70 to 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be near 50. More sunshine for tomorrow. Highs will be up close to 70. Tomorrow night, clouds will increase. There could be some showers after midnight. Lows 50 to 55. Scattered showers possible Saturday. We may see some breaks of sun in the afternoon. Breezy and turning cooler. High Saturday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Again, an accident on at University and the north lane of the north direction of the bypass. It's got things backed up. Actually, again, from University all the way back, and I think it's almost back to Rock Prairie now. So if you can avoid the northbound freeway, both access road and the freeway itself, it'll probably get you on your way a little faster. While I'm not sure how many of you there are, I know that we have people listening today who have a member of their family or even themselves who have dealt with cancer. Those who beat it celebrate it every day. But sometimes the battle is lost. That happened earlier this morning when we lost a member of the Bryan Broadcasting family to cancer. John Harden Hicks II, the 16-year-old son of Bill and Paula Hicks, who owned Bryan Broadcasting, passed away a few hours ago. John Harden had suffered third-degree burns in a backyard grill explosion in which he was life-flighted to Galveston, where he received 4 skin grafts. And he was still recovering from that when the cancer was discovered 8 months after the burn accident. A brain tumor was removed. He was battling cancer at the age of 13. Those are numbers that we're not really used to saying. He has siblings, Will, Andrew, Tim, Tucker, and Mary Madeline. Bill often called John Harden his hero. Little wonder. For you who have been where the Hicks family is now, I ask you to bring them support and comfort in any way that you can. John Harden Hicks II was 16. Remember the words of Wendy Mass this morning. Be kind to everyone you meet. They're fighting a battle you know nothing about.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
It's 812, 813, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Paul Casper joins us this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. You know, we were talking to the folks from the Bush Library a couple of weeks ago. We've just passed the 25th anniversary of the ADA Act, which passed during the President 41's administration. And it's hard to think of another piece of legislation that has had such a varied impact on the way we do things. I mean, the way we build buildings and have since then has really been very dramatic. But I guess we still have buildings and situations that have to be addressed when it comes to ADA, and you're doing that.
Absolutely. You know, as we know, we're an older city, so we were in existence a lot longer before the ADA came around. And so the ADA requires us as a city to designate a couple of things, have an ADA coordinator, and that's one of those other hats I get to wear for the city of Bryan. Mm-hmm. And then they also have a formal grievance procedure. So if there's a complaint or anything like that, they go through a process. We have to make sure our programs and everything are in compliance, and we have to develop a transition plan. So an ADA transition plan is what we've been working on this past year. When we went to look for our on-the-shelf product we thought we had from years ago, it wasn't there, and we weren't alone. A lot of cities around Texas, including College Station, just went through this process this past year. We hired the same consultant to kind of guide us through that process, and it's going to be a living document over time, but that consultant focused in on this first phase, really on our policies, procedures, boards and commissions, programs that we offer, design standards for new development, and some staff training. So that was their real focus, but they also did a little bit of that evaluation of some of those older buildings, parks, and sidewalks. And so we had that, a very small part, though, because it costs a lot of money to go do these things.
Yeah.
And So over this next, we're basically getting ready to present the results of that to our city council, and then kind of a roadmap of where we're going to go in the future. So,
what kind of timeline is put in place for you? I mean, does the federal government say you have to have things done by a certain time as far as you retrofit situations?
I think that we, you know, the ADA, when it first came out, had a pretty aggressive schedule of, I think, maybe 10 or so 15 years initially. You know, a lot of folks, including us, have long passed that. And so the transition plan is basically a way that says, we realize that we have a lot to do, and this is our roadmap of how we're going to get there, and we're going to apply funding to, towards that. And mm-hmm. so right now we've got $350,000 in our budget this year to go start making some of the improvements that were identified in this first phase. But, you know, realize we only really kind of scratched the surface on evaluating everything. I was doing some statistics. We had about 90% of the buildings still to go.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so we just kind of did a sampling, and some of those that we looked at were really high public use buildings,
sure.
the library, city hall, BTU. So we kind of got those high uses out of the way, but there are a lot of other city facilities. Parks, so a lot of parks to go. We only hit two parks, Sioux Hazel and Tanglewood Park, were evaluated. And we have a lot of traffic signals and a whole bunch of sidewalks still to go.
Sure. Sure.
So instead of us hiring consultants to do this, one of the things we're trying to do for a cost saving is we're going to have our staff trained and try to do as much evaluation going forward in the future as we can internally with our staff, looking at primarily sidewalks,
sure.
trying to make a large impact on that. Because if you don't know what the complete picture is, we really don't know where the priority should be, which one we should be focusing on. But we're going to keep making improvements as we go forward and looking forward to those coming together. Now, give you an idea, $4.5 million just for this first phase is what we identified as issues that need to go get fixed.
Wow.
And so it could go up $80+ million if you estimate out through over the whole rest of the city. So how do we fund that? That'll be a challenge going forward that we'll have some discussions on. But again, we're coming to council this next Tuesday. We're going to do a workshop presentation to give them the results of the transition plan. A little bit of an educational process. We're going to have pictures up on the screen there at that workshop. It's open to the public. Folks can come by and see. We'll have some examples of what's not right, what is right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of education of what to look for. Some simple things that I don't think of going through this process is like making sure the flush valve on a toilet's on the right side. If it's not, or on the correct side,
correct.
It depends
uh-huh.
on where your ADA access
right.
is, it's not accessible. And so simple things like that
yeah.
we may not think about make a big difference to folks.
Well, and I was talking to somebody, I think at the city of College Station, and they had a presentation there having to do with people who are maybe visually impaired, hearing impaired, speech impaired. I mean, they want to be a part of the activity that goes on at city meetings, and those things have to be taken into account as well.
Absolutely. We have to make reasonable accommodation for those. And so if folks need to have those services, they contact us ahead of a meeting, we'll provide them, you know, because
yeah.
they do cost, and we don't want to just spend taxpayers' money to have somebody there
if there's no need.
If there's no need.
Sure.
So we would like to have folks contact us, but we definitely will make accommodation for that. If folks are more interested about it, going to our webpage, we have a lot of information out there. It's real simple. It's briantx.gov/ADA, and you can get a lot of info there. You can actually see the transition plan draft and see some of the results of that. We also, if there's ever an issue, we've developed kind of a real easy email to remember. It's ada@briantx.gov, and it
okay.
goes to myself and a few other key staff members so we can make sure to address the issues as quickly as we can.
I got you. Paul Casper here this morning. Well, of course, the other thing that you do is you take care of traffic and such, and you're looking for input. You're trying some new ideas or bringing back some older ideas to kind of quiet down traffic a little bit in neighborhoods and around the city. Tell me how that's going for you.
Absolutely. Last night we had a public meeting. It was a good meeting. It lasted almost 3 hours. We had a lot to discuss. And we're phrasing it as local area traffic management. So LATM is the program. We proposed it to council earlier this fall. We're going through kind of a public input process now. We really wanted to launch the pilot program early next year. If we get a lot of feedback, we may delay it slightly to make sure we can incorporate it and launch it as quickly as we can towards the first of the year. The idea is we're focusing on speed issues first. And so if a neighborhood's concerned about speeding on a local street, we're not talking about major roadways,
mm-hmm.
you know,
feeders,
four
right.
lane roadways that are arterials and things. We're talking yeah. local streets in your neighborhood. This will be a process for you to apply for. All you have to do is a one page form to fill that out. We'll evaluate it. We'll let you know in a certain set time period whether or not it's a valid request. It met metrics. And then eventually if it'll be funded, and that process will ultimately be a 6-month turnaround. So we'll have two application cycles each year. This first pilot year, we're going to do one application cycle. It's a big training effort for us. We hired a consultant from who'd been there and done this for the city of Austin and the city of Houston. Gary Schatz has been working with us. He's kind of like an embedded consultant within our staff and been giving us a lot of training on that. He led most of the meeting last night. So some innovative ideas, you know, can come out of that program. Separate from that, though, I think a lot of folks probably saw some of our kind of try it before you buy it approach over at Broadmoor and Nash. And so that's a related topic to this LATM program.
Folks, if you don't know where Nash is, if you come off of Villa Maria, and it's by the Bryan Post, the main post office, and just it's a little street right there, and I think a big apartment complex is going back there behind the new Ducky's Car Wash and all, and you've put kind of a temporary roundabout. Is that fair to say? Is that a good description?
That is exactly it. It's a temporary, and I'm going to put another word in there, a mini roundabout. So it fits within the existing curb section there, and we're going to pick up all that stuff this weekend, this Sunday morning. So it'll be going away, but we had it out there for a few weeks to evaluate it and see, you know, driver response, see how they can navigate. And we did a survey, and we got a good number of responses. I think almost 1,000 were passed out, and we got almost 200, just under 200 back.
How did you capture the data as you had that in place?
Well, the survey was a web-based survey. So, folks, we passed them out flyers at the roundabout, and then they went on and logged on and gave us the survey. So it was a pretty simple, straightforward, maybe 8 or 10 question survey. Some of the results of that really showed that drivers themselves feel very confident about driving through a roundabout. They're not so confident that the other driver will be able to drive through it. And the funny thing is, we're all the other driver, right,
of course.
So we talked about that a lot last night. And I think at the end of the meeting, we may have started out with folks really not in favor of the roundabout. And I think towards the end, I think we realized it's probably the best solution we have out there, a tool in the toolbox for it. The volume of traffic we can put through that intersection with the roundabout is actually higher than if we put a traffic signal there. And over the years, they've come to see that the safety of a roundabout is better for all users, pedestrians, bicycles, vehicles. They're even endorsed by AARP. And so it's a good tool in our toolbox, and I think this will be a good location, especially with the apartment complex coming on board.
Right.
Should help mitigate some speeds through there. We saw speeds approaching the roundabout at 30 miles an hour. We did some speed counts while it was out there, and through the roundabout, it went down to 18, 19. We'd like to see it a little lower, and some of the final design tweaks that we will make, we'll actually have a larger roundabout and some larger islands that'll divert people around at more of an angle, should slow them down. So working very closely with that apartment developer, he's being in favor of this, and we'll be using some of his land actually to build the roundabout to the full size that it needs to be.
Sure. Well, they're popular in Europe. It happens there a lot. And of course, we can all, if you've ever been at the traffic circle in Waco, that's the traffic circle from hell. That, I don't know how many roads. They got like 6 roads that come into that place. That thing is amazing.
You know? And we're a real distinction between traffic circles and roundabouts.
Right.
They're very different. And one little key for folks who are not used to driving in a roundabout, some of my advice is you're always looking left. You're looking for that oncoming traffic for left. And when you have a gap, you get in the roundabout. Everybody else who's trying to enter yields to those in the roundabout.
Right.
So it's pretty simple traffic rules. And when you look at the point of conflicts, they're a whole lot less when you deal with a roundabout than you do at any other intersection.
So at Old Britain Tower, is that a roundabout or is that a traffic? How big does it have to be to become a...
You know, it's not so much it's the rules that they get posted.
Okay.
So if you don't have those yields to enter coming around, I think that's one of the key distinctions between a roundabout and a traffic circle. But some of the older ones everybody has memories of that were really large, multi-lanes, those were the old traffic circle.
Sure. And we had one here a long time ago.
Those are maybe not as... state of the yard as the roundabout is.
So if the survey comes back and it looks like something you want to do, that'll become permanent when, would you think?
Well, the survey was really not to vote on whether it's the measure we want to use or not. It was more to guide us in how the final design was. So we really think this is the best tool for us to build right there, and looking forward to putting a design together and constructing it sometime in 2016 to be coordinated so that it's in place by the time the apartment's fully open. We've got that local area traffic management program we're trying to launch, and we'll probably see requests from maybe that neighborhood and neighborhoods across the city for, hey, please look at the speeding issue that we have on it. So, you know, roundabouts can be a tool for some of that, but really things we're talking about in that LATM are going to be speed humps, narrowing and diverter islands that kind of slow folks down. We've done a little bit of that just right down the street from this temporary roundabout at Trophy and Broadmoor. So you can kind of see a temporary fashion what we're talking about there in terms of those islands.
Do you have another meeting planned, or what else? If they missed last night, what should they do?
A good question. We have a website link right off of the city's main webpage. You can go there and should have LATM process, and we'll have information posted there over the next coming weeks. We took the feedback from last night. We'll be making some changes to our program in terms of the ranking and evaluation. But you can see all of that on that website, and then please feel free to give us information back. There should be a link there to send us information, send us an email back about it. You can also certainly drop by City Hall, contact me or anybody, and we'll get them a copy of that proposed policy.
Okay. Paul Kass from City of Bryan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you. As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. The number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits fell by 5,000 last week, an indication the labor market is improving. The four-week moving average of claims, which evens out weekly ups and downs, rose by 3,000. Verizon is bringing back an old fee. The telecom giant will begin charging certain customers a $20 activation fee when they add a new line to their service. The fee applies only to customers who sign up for Verizon's new contract-free plans. When Verizon introduced its new plans in August, the company initially did not include an activation fee. About 2,000 baggage handlers and other airport workers at seven of the U.S. biggest hubs are on strike over pay and union rights. The work action began overnight at JFK and LaGuardia in New York, Boston Logan, Chicago's O'Hare, Fort Lauderdale, Newark, and Philadelphia. The strike is expected to last at least through today. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly higher open after stocks closed sharply higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm. Over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
The Lear
Northfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie basketball team will play the third game of a four-game homestand to start this brand new season of 2015-16. Aggs will take on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That is tonight beginning at 7. 6:30 is our broadcast time on this radio station. A&M leads the all-time series against A&M Corpus. We've won three, losing one. Lost the first game ever played between the two in 2003, and then since that time have won three in a row, including 2012 when the Aggs beat them here in College Station 66-54. Texas A&M, A&M Corpus tonight at 7, 6:30 broadcast time on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm trying to find the official... the official email from the city of College Station. This is a traffic accident that's, somehow I can't find it right now. Anyway, the accident is right there at University Drive, okay? It's just, it's, so what that's doing, here we go. I got it. All right. College Station, officers at the College Station Police Department working an accident northbound Earl Rudder Freeway. South in front of Sam's Club. Motorists asked to avoid the area. Yeah. If you're already on the bypass, try to get off and turn around as best you can, because as best I can measure just from where I am, this goes basically from the site of the accident all the way back to Rock Prairie. So if you're at Rock Prairie or south, you need to find another way to get north. Suggest you go around someplace else, and if you've got a favorite shortcut, do that. If you want to go all the way out, and you can go out, whether it be Fitch, you go out Fitch, and you can head up north that way. That'll get you around, come out near the Boonville exit, and that will help you out to get away from this. But anyhow, I think this is probably the worst that I have ever seen in our time at Crystal Park Plaza as far as having traffic backed up that far, so avoid that if at all possible. Hello.
Hey, I got a comment about the City of Bryan's traffic management.
Okay.
Ideas. Living over here in the Oaks, we've been victim of one of their traffic calming devices where they narrowed Oak Hill.
Uh-huh.
Out there at Johnson Elementary.
Right.
And if you want something fun, watch cars play chicken when they're trying to drop off kids.
Okay, yeah. No, I understand. Go ahead.
See, traffic cannot pass to what, as far as two cars.
Right.
Because the cars are queued there waiting to drop their kids off or pick them up.
Yes.
And it's a great thing with kids crossing the street, too.
Oh, that's great true. Idea. That's also, okay, I got it. Yeah, thank you. It's and again, that situation where they kind of squeeze it in, is they do that a lot in Europe, where they don't have the easements to be able to expand roads or do anything as the volume goes up. And so what they have to do is they have to slow down the volume of the existing traffic. And as the caller said, when you add into that, when you factor in the fact that you're going to have kiddos crossing the street as well, it probably does make it a bit of chicken.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So, what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know you can. Part of the excellent diet that Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com right now. Read all about this very effective and helpful product, the fat blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. Okay, I have to admit it. It got to me. All that harping and anti-American drivel that was coming out of Hollywood during this last presidential election. Do we need to cut down America just because we don't like a few policies? Now, remember Audie Murphy, the little 5'5", tall, 110-pound guy from Texas who played cowboy parts? The most decorated serviceman of World War II and earned the Medal of Honor, Distinguished Service Cross, 2 Silver Stars, Legion of Merit, 2 Bronze Stars, and 2 Purple Hearts? How about Tyrone Power? Well, he was a pilot flying supplies into and wounded Marines out of Iwo Jima and Okinawa. Lee Marvin was a U.S. Marine in Saipan. Brian Keith, well, he served as a U.S. Marine rear gunner in several actions against the Japanese in the Pacific. Eddie Albert, yeah, the Green Acres guy, was awarded a Bronze Star for his heroic action as a U.S. Navy officer aiding Marines at the horrific battle on the island of Tarawa. George C. Scott was a decorated U.S. Marine. Clark Gable, the mega movie star? Well, when war broke out, he was beyond the draft age at the time, but he enlisted as a private in the Army Air Force. Jimmy Stewart entered the Army Air Force as a private and worked his way to the rank of general and earned the Air Medal and Distinguished Flying Cross. James Doohan, Scotty on Star Trek, landed in Normandy with the U.S. Army on D-Day. And oh, there's more, many more. In contrast to the ideals, opinions, and feeling of today's Hollywood, the real actors of yesteryear loved the United States. They had both class and integrity. It's a little-known fact that they gave up their wealth, position, and fame to become servicemen and women, many as simple enlisted men. It makes you recall a time when we had no Streisands or Baldwins or Fondas, Dixie Chicks, Madonnas, Sarandons, Robins, or Ronstadts. So how do you feel about the real heroes of the silver screen when compared to the so-called hunks of today who spray out anti-American drivel as they bite the hand that feeds them? Can you imagine these stars of yesteryear saying that they hate our flag or making anti-war speeches or marching in anti-war parades and saying they hate our president? I thought not. You know, neither can I.
Nice weekend for you to head out to Peach Creek Vineyards in the Peach Creek community, south of College Station. Find a nice little secret place out there. Best kept secret in town, maybe it's Peach Creek Vineyards, Vineyard and Winery, right there. Their tasting room, they expanded it a couple of months ago. It's complete, so now you've got more room to enjoy their fine local wines, and you can enjoy it with more friends. And speaking of friends, with the tranquil setting that you have out there in the Texas countryside with the vineyard there right off from the covered pavilion where you can sit and enjoy your snacks that you bring yourself or you can purchase from the folks at Peach Creek Vineyards and enjoy their wine as well. Now, they're open this weekend, Fridays from 1 to 5, Saturdays 12 to 6, and Sundays 1 to 5, and you can celebrate. Kind of have a weekend where we're not going to get any rain to enjoy yourself out there. If you become a member of their wine club, you get a discount on wines and renting the facility as well. If you'd like to get some more information on everything that goes on at Peach Creek Vineyards, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Emergency vehicles appear to be leaving the area where that accident is on University Drive. So if you're stuck in that traffic there on northbound Highway 6, it should be breaking up pretty soon. Ought to be moving at a better speed in a short time.
Kim Commando here, and once again, we've activated our 24/7 Black Friday Command Center, the number one spot to check first for America's top Black Friday deals. While Black Friday officially falls on November 27th this year, Amazon gets the jump by starting their Black Friday tomorrow, with deals lasting 8 days. Look for the Kindle White ebook reader at $20 off, down to $100. The new 7-inch Kindle Fire drops to $35. And the Amazon Fire TV Stick will go for just $15. Now, here are a few important tips this year. The Monday before Thanksgiving, that's November 23rd this year, is the best day for electronics overall, with average national discounts of 18%. Thanksgiving Day itself is the best shopping day for jewelry. The hottest video gaming system will be Sony's PlayStation 4. And the hottest toy, the Star Wars remote-controlled BB-8 droid. Get all the latest Black Friday deals right now at commando.com/Black Friday. That's KOMANDO. Now that it's fall, it seems like everything around us is dropping. The leaves, the temperature, and now the prices on Carbonite Cloud Backup. for a limited time. My listeners can get Carbonite's best deal of the year, up to 30% off cloud backup, plus two free bonus months with offer code Kim. So join over 1.5 million customers who already trust Carbonite for simple and secure cloud backup. Go to Carbonite.com today and save up to 30%. Plus, when you use offer code Kim, you get two free bonus months with purchase.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Komando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The U.S. House is expected to pass legislation today that will increase screenings for Syrian and Iraqi refugees wanting to enter the United States.
The weaknesses of the system were pointed out clearly in France last week, and it's time for Congress to take aggressive action.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who supports the legislation, also calls for a Syrian no-fly zone.
We keep them safe by making sure that you don't have the government forces of Assad moving into that area, and that way, the folks in Syria that feel like they're displaced can move to that area and have some cover that they're safe and try to rebuild their life in their own country. And
Flores likens the Syrian no-fly zone to what President Bush did in Iraq more than 20 years ago. Also on Capitol Hill, the dean of Texas A&M's Bush School testified before the House Armed Services Committee. Ryan Crocker, a former ambassador to Syria, said the air war in Syria needs to be increased to actually degrade the Islamic State. Crocker also called for a safe zone in Syria to serve a humanitarian goal, showing the U.S. is only against extremists. Two Texas A&M Transportation Services employees preparing to work the last Aggie home football game of the season last Saturday began their day with a rescue. Joel Luce and Greg Stunkel were praised for pulling a man trapped in a vehicle that hit a tree and was on fire. They were joined by local law enforcement and firefighters to pull the driver out and get him to Houston for medical care. According to A&M officials, Luce was the first to arrive, and while he was trying to break windows because the doors were jammed, Stunkel stopped and got out a fire extinguisher and a sledgehammer. Both said they would do it again, quote, in a heartbeat. Online at WTAW.com are more details of the rescue. Next week marks the 32nd year for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley.
What started as a small project by Epicure's Catering has turned into a community-wide event.
Originally, we started thinking that we were going to feed all the homeless. And after we fed those 10 people that were under a bridge or whatever it was, then we realized there's a whole lot more people in need than that.
Owner Danny Morrison says volunteers will deliver between 1,000 and 1,200 meals to needy families on Thanksgiving Day.
And when we send people out on deliveries, what we'll do is we'll ask them to go slow. And if there's an opportunity to have some fellowship and to create some, you know, some dialogue between the people that we're feeding and the and themselves, you know, to please do that. So it also educates our volunteers.
Morrison says volunteers for meal prep and deliveries are still needed for the event. Work will start at 8 a.m. at Duncan Dining Hall on Texas A&M's campus. If you're interested in delivering meals, you can show up around 9:30. Details and contact information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bluebell has announced test production has started at its home plant in Brenham. CEO Paul Cruzy thanked the employees as part of a video on the Bluebell website.
They're a pleasure to work with and to see every day, and every indication that they're going to work harder than ever to continue to do what they do so well.
And there is no firm date when Bluebell will start selling the ice cream made in Brenham. Bluebell also announced tours will not resume at this time in Brenham, and no date has been set when more flavors will become available. The state's 13th execution of the year was carried out last night after a short-lived appeal. A Madison County man, 36-year-old Raphael Holiday, insisted he didn't know how the cabin caught fire 15 years ago, killing his 18-month-old daughter and her two young half-sisters. According to trial testimony, Holiday ordered the children's grandmother at gunpoint to pour gasoline throughout the cabin. The delay in carrying out the lethal injection came after Holliday's trial lawyer convinced the trial judge to consider if some testimony during the trial was improper. But the Attorney General's office went to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals to overturn the trial judge's decision. The fate of the remaining felony charge of abuse of power against former Governor Rick Perry is now in the hands of the State Criminal Court of Appeals. Perry's legal team, led by Texas A&M Board of Regents member Tony Busby, argued he had the constitutional right to veto the Public Integrity Unit's budget, and any threats made to its Democratic leader would be covered by his First Amendment rights.
This has been an unprecedented attempt at prosecution. It's a one-of-a-kind situation. We are very pleased with the arguments made. We're pleased with the response of the court, and we look forward to the court's decision.
A state prosecutor, Lisa McMinn, also argued to reinstate the felony coercion of a public servant charge thrown out by a lower court this summer.
This is a broad statute that applies to all public servants that are state employees, city employees. This is police officers, firemen, on up to the governor.
Perry's accused of trying to force the Public Integrity Unit's leader to step down after her DWI conviction. The State Board of Education, on an 8-7 vote, has rejected a plan allowing university experts to fact-check its public school textbooks. That's in the wake of a ninth-grade world geography book mistakenly calling African slaves workers. Opponents said errors happen whenever humans are involved, and they also defended the current system built on volunteer citizen review panels. A young member of the Bryan Broadcasting family lost his battle with cancer early this morning. John Harden Hicks II, son of Bryan Broadcasting owner and president Bill Hicks, was first diagnosed in April 2012 when a brain tumor nearly 1.5 times the size of a golf ball was discovered. General Manager Ben Down said it was a poignant irony that the news of John Harden falling ill at school 3.5 years ago, which led to the discovery of the tumor, came as his father was accepting the National Crystal Award for Community Service for one of his stations. John Harden was 16. WTAW News Time is 8:46. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news coming up at noon today with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. It's time for Black Friday deals now at Douglas Nissan. Looking for an SUV to fit the whole family? Then this is a great time to choose Nissan Pathfinder. Right now, we're taking $5,000 off MSRP on any new 2015 Pathfinder SL or Platinum trim. Come in and test drive one today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Four more to choose from. Must finance with NMAC and take delivery from dealer stock. Offer includes $3,000 Douglas discount, $1,500 Nissan customer cash rebate, and $500 NMAC APR cash. Model code 25515 and 2571.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Need a longer-lasting bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting at just $2.99. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
At 8:48, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine's with us from start to finish today. Temperatures will be comfortably mild. They'll get to 70 to 75 this afternoon. It's going to be clear tonight. We'll bottom out around 50. Tomorrow, more sunshine, pleasant. Afternoon highs approaching 70 degrees. Clouds will move in tomorrow night. We could see a few late night showers. Lows will be 50 to 55. Scattered showers possible Saturday, breezy. Maybe a little bit of sun in the afternoon. High Saturday, only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Clean and green out there on the highway now. So
really?
Yep, absolutely. Done.
Beautiful part about living in BCS. That would still be there till lunch if we were in Houston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly right. So first impressions are important, maybe more important than you even thought. For instance, people may decide on your trustworthiness in as little as a tenth of a second. One group of people was given 100 milliseconds to rate the attractiveness, competence, likability, aggressiveness, and trustworthiness of actors' faces. Another group took as long as they liked to rate the same thing. The results? Very similar. Very similar. Clothing matters. In a survey, people wearing name-brand clothes like Lacoste and Tommy Hilfiger and that kind of stuff, to be precise, were given a higher status and wealthier than folks wearing non-designer clothes when they approached 80 shoppers in a mall. Unfortunate, but true. People can all...
That's your stomach rumbling?
That's a big truck going by. People can often tell, let's see, if you look someone in the eye when you meet them, you are perceived as being smarter. If you look someone in the eye when you meet them, you are perceived as being smarter. How you hold yourself can express how religious you are. One study at the University of California, Berkeley, found 123 undergrads could actually assess how religious 113 people were simply by looking at full-body photographs of those individuals.
What?
Those who appeared to be smiling, energetic, relaxed, and neat were judged to be more religious than, in fact, they usually were.
Huh.
I'll be darned.
So that tells me, I mean, we got another level going here. You know what I'm saying? There's a level of intuition that... that we're not able to necessarily measure until we get into these kind of situations where we're actually asking people to make a judgment on somebody else.
Then there are those who would say that smiling, happy people are simply deluded.
The Pool Guys Pool Store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the Pool Store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The Pool Store beats any competitors in town pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the Pool Store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
There are about 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Beginning in the car model year 1996, all cars, trucks, and vans have what's called onboard diagnostic, OBD. So if your check engine light comes on, you can figure out what's wrong all by yourself. You can purchase one of these tools if you want to, but you can go to most chain auto parts stores and they've got them.
Yep.
They plug in that device right there under the dash, and it gives you a code. And then you can look the code up in the book, or it says what it is. According to car care expert Lauren Fix, that's her name, Lauren Fix, car care expert, you can save yourself a lot of money over the long haul because no one can try to sell you unnecessary repairs. Since you know exactly what is wrong, you can save money by calling around and getting a price quote on the repair before you take it in. It's a good little thing to have, good little feature,
yeah,
for sure.
Don't they have one that hooks up to an iPhone or something? I mean, that seems like it would be such a simple thing to have out there for consumers.
Well, they would, except I think they probably want to monetize it at a little higher level than that.
Of course they want to monetize it.
Now, again, but that's why it's also you can go into your chain auto parts store usually, and you can get them to just scan that for you for absolutely nothing, and they'll let you know what the problem is. And then you go, huh? It's that? How did I not know what that was? And
Just fill up your gas tank. We talked about that earlier this morning.
That's right. There's other things like that it can be, too. I forget what it was. I went in and got a code, and it was very, very strange. And actually, what the guy says, that's okay. You don't have to mess with it. Okay. So, food is perishable. We all know that. But a lot of other things around your house are, too, even things you don't think about because you think they last forever. Cleaning products, according to Good Housekeeping, most all of them last 1 to 3 years with dishwashing detergent deteriorating in just 3 months. After that, They kind of lose their punch, and the disinfectant products can lose their ability to kill germs. Motor oil, it might be tempting to buy that great old big case of motor oil that you think will last forever, but remember that oil does break down. ExxonMobil says that their oil lasts 5 years in a factory-sealed container. Paint. Who doesn't keep old cans of paint around, right, in your garage for touch-ups and stuff? But once opened, paint has a shelf life of a couple of years at best. And batteries. Batteries can begin losing small amounts of energy from the moment that they're manufactured. The shelf life of batteries can vary significantly. For example, Energizer says their ultimate lithium batteries will last 20 years. The subname for ultimate lithium is extremely expensive, okay, just by the way. And the advanced lithium batteries have a shelf life of 12 years. So, and again, that's just sitting, so... That's what some stuff lasts for maybe longer or not as long as you thought.
Fast Track Kids, the innovative new early learning enrichment center coming to South College Station, is offering a one-day camp on Black Friday from 9 a.m. to noon. Children ages 3 to 8 are welcome for this special event. Attendance is limited and pre-registration is required, so log on to fasttrackkids.com/collegestation to find the information you need to give your child the chance to experience learning on a whole new level. Remember, that's fasttrackkids.com/collegestation or give them a call at 485-9695 to register. Fast Track Kids, where they teach your child how to learn, not what to learn. This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Duncan Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care. Closer to home.
Good morning, about 3 till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, the horror. A California man is suing the Safeway supermarket chain, claiming they underfill their cans of tuna.
Oh, no.
Eder Soto asked the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to weigh the contents of 108 cans of Safeway brand tuna over a period of 2 years. The result, he claims 106 of the cans contain less than 5 ounces of fish, as indicated on the label. In fact, he said the cans only contain an average of 2.2 ounces of tuna. So far, no comment from Safeway. Hmm.
They're just trying to save them from mercury poisoning.
How much under, though? That's always my question.
Well, again, an average of 2.29 ounces, and I don't know what it's supposed to be.
So half?
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Is your sandwich getting smaller? Strange new tattoo. Do you know what the sclera is? Do you know what the sclera is?
Of the eye?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's your weird tattooing trend.
Nope.
Yep. In Australia.
It hurts.
In spite of warnings from medical professionals, eyeball tattooing is growing in popularity down under. According to reports, at least 20 Australians have permanently changed the color of their sclera, the white part of your eye. Process involves injecting ink directly into the eye. Coloration is completely permanent.
Could have gone all day without that.
I know. I'm just saying, though. They're just...
There's people driving. They may be wincing in pain,
that's
not
right.
Able to see.
Glaring into the sun because of that. Sorry. Good news for all you My Little Pony fans. Wash your ears out with this. The first ever My Little Pony movie set to premiere November 3rd, 2017. Kristen Chenoweth debuting as the brand new character as well. Variety says the film centers on Twilight Sparkle, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Rarity.
I don't think they heard it, Scott. I don't think they were done screaming in abject terror in previous story.
Summer camp could be a place where you might grow up a bit, give or take. Maybe get your first kiss. Maybe meet your lifetime friend. Who knows? Or it could be a horror show as you attempt to fit in. Now Variety reports ABC Family putting together a horror show set in summer camp. from the creators of Once Upon a Time.
Wait a minute. They did that with Friday the 13th.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do that. Sci-Fi Network working on its, picked up its series Ghost Hunters. Ghost Hunters for an 11th season. Paranormal Witness. Both shows air in the season finales last night. They begin their next season in 2016.
I think one of those is, and I can't remember which show it is, but one of those is based out of Texas.
Have we ever seen a ghost on any of these shows?
I mean, 11 seasons, nothing's really floated up to this level.
Exactly.
So guessing not.
I heard this knocking. Did you hear that? And you hear the... Yeah, you know, really. I'm just, come on. Anyway. All right, this date, Christopher Columbus went ashore on an island that he thought was, you know, America, Puerto Rico, 1493. Abe Lincoln did the Gettysburg Address on this date in 1863. Lasted about 2 minutes. Probably most important of all, Kellogg's introduced Pop-Tarts.
Woohoo!
1965. And Superman died on this date in 1992, at least in the comic book. Back tomorrow.